AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire, a Navy petty officer wounded in one of the two attacks on military facilities in Chattanooga died this morning. He's the fifth service member to die in the shooting, blamed on 24-year-old Muhammad Yusuf Abdulaziz, who grew up in a Chattanooga suburb. Neighbors and former classmates say the University of Tennessee Chattanooga grad seemed to be as Americanized as anyone else, not someone to attack the military. However, the FBI's Ed Reinhold...
We have not classified it as an act of terrorism. Let me be perfectly clear. What we have decided, or what we have determined, that we will treat it as an act of terrorism until it is determined one way or the other as to whether it was an act of terrorism or some other type of criminal event.
A relative says Abdulaziz has family in the West Bank and that he visited Jordan last year. Saudi Arabia says it has broken up planned Islamic State attacks in the kingdom, arresting more than 400 people. In a statement on the official state news agency, the Interior Ministry accuses those arrested over the past few weeks of conducting several attacks, including a suicide bombing that killed 21 people. 20 cars and trucks burned in a fast-moving wildfire during evening rush hour on I-15 near Los Angeles. Nellie Venzer says she and her mother were stuck in the bumper-to-bumper traffic as the flames drew nearer their car.
It was so congested. People could not move their car. People were running. I thought, okay, this is it. I really did.
The blaze also burned four buildings as it rolled across some 3,500 acres. About 100 people protested outside the Waller County, Texas jail where Sandra Bland died some 3 days after her arrest following a traffic stop. Trunay Brune says she wants more information.
It's like questionable. Because of a traffic stop, all of this happened? Really?
This is AP Radio News. The Iran nuclear agreement and a financial reform law, the topics of the weekly addresses.
President Obama used his address to praise the agreement with Iran.
There's a reason this deal took so long to negotiate. Because we refused to accept a bad deal. We held out for a deal that met every one of our bottom lines.
Texas Representative Jeb Hensarling gave the Republican address. He wants to do away with the Dodd-Frank law enacted 5 years ago.
Dodd-Frank did nothing to reform Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which were at the epicenter of the crisis. It enshrined taxpayer-funded bailouts and too big to fail into law.
Shirley Smith, Washington.
Hope is the weather clears enough to allow 39 golfers to finish their second rounds today at the British Open. Plan calls for co-leader Dustin Johnson and the others back on the course at St. Andrews in about an hour. The third round is now scheduled for tomorrow, with the fourth round, the championship round, on Monday. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Save big on your landscape project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our interlock edgers on sale now through March 22nd. Save big on landscape block at Menards. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.